Blog Talk Radio.
further, and I just want to pray at this time. Father God, I thank you on tonight, God. I thank you for another day. I thank you for another year, because, God, you do not have to let me live to see 60. You do not have to let me live to see another day. But, God, I thank you that you allowed me to. I thank you for all the birthday wishes that I got on Facebook and all the phone calls. God, I thank you for all the texts. I thank you for all the love that you sent my way on today, God, to let me know that people still think about me. People still want to just say, I love you. People still want to just say, may God bless you. And, God, to just know that you blessed me on today is more than enough. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my family keeping everyone today, God, without any bad news, without any news coming along that something happened. God, I thank you for keeping death, harm, and danger and hurt from my family, God. I thank you for covering my household. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us just in our right minds. God, teach us how to decrease and we can allow you to increase in our life. God, forgive us of every sin that we have done, God, that has not given you the glory, that has been an embarrassment to you, God, to the body of Christ, and even into heaven. God, we ask you to cover our president, cover us all the way down to the neighbor in the neighborhood, God, cover every politician, cover every man and woman of God that's in authority, that has a say-so over this country, God. God, we just ask you to just have your way in this election, God, that your will may be done, that you give us the heart to accept the choice, God. Let this election be run your way, God. Whatever issues that try to come, whatever people that try to get involved and try to mess up this election, God, we ask you to cancel it, put a halt to it, God, put the axe at the root of it, God. We ask you to just cover every vote. Let every vote be counted honestly, God. We ask you to cover every poll worker, every person that's going to vote, God. Keep the rabbits. What I mean by the rabbits, the little things that's hopping around, God. Keep the vultures away, God. Protect everyone that goes to the poll, early voting, mail-in voting, whether they're going to the post office or what, or people that's physically going to vote on the 3rd. God, we ask you to cover the polls. Let people be able to vote for who they want to vote for and let their vote be honestly counted for. God, we ask you to protect our finances. We ask you to protect our jobs, God, because we know that in this time, in the time of this pandemic, God, we ask you to cover the people during this time, God, in this time of a pandemic, that these governments and these jobs are laying people off, firing people, God, but we ask you, God, to put a stop to it, God. And if you don't, God, we ask you to make a way. Let people see that in this day and time, you're going to move with a strong hand. You're going to move with a strong power, that you are our refuge, you are our fortress, God. You are our strong buckler. You are everything we need. You are our source, oh God. Teach us how to come back to you. Teach us at this time, this is a time for prayer, that we need to reach up and reach out and trust in you, oh Lord, and let you have your way, excuse me, in our lives, that you have your way in this world, oh God, because we know that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. God, we know that you said you would not see the seed forsaken, nor see the righteous, any of us, the righteous beg for bread, the seed forsaken. You would not see any of that come. We would not see that come. God, we just trust you. We trust you, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, to understand that we need you in every way possible. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as I was saying that I had wrote something down and I had to start examining myself. You know, I tell you all the time, I try not to use other people's situations because I know what it's like to have a pastor or any man or woman of God speak on you or preach on your life or situation from the pulpit. I know how that is. So if I tell about myself, I can't hurt nobody's feelings because I'm telling you about myself, okay? So I had to start looking at my situation, how I was letting things bother me. And some things I had to say, Lord God, why is this still bothering me and it was bothering me like it did years ago. Your word said that I put childish things away. So why am I still thinking about certain things in a childish mentality? Somebody hurt my feelings. Somebody said something. Somebody did something. Okay. Yeah. God, when that comes up, your word also said I could speak those things as though they were. That I could say that just like somebody's putting their mouth on me, I could say, God, take care of that. I ain't got time to go over there and tell them who I am, who I was, who I can be, who I'm going to be. Because I was taught as a little girl, nobody wants to hear about a used to be. Y'all better hear me. Nobody wants to hear about a used to be, what you used to be, what you used to have, what you used to do. Nobody want to hear that. Now I'm saying that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that says he can do all things. That's the God I serve. I serve a God that when I call on him, he don't say I'm busy. He don't say leave a message. He don't say, well, get with my people and let them get with your people. We set up an appointment. He don't say that. When I call on my God shows up, whether it's right now or right later. But whenever he shows up on time. That's the kind of God I serve. You know, I had to start looking at my situation when I go to bed to go to sleep. You know how we pray and say, Lord, let me get some rest on the night. And a lot of times we don't, or let me get some sleep. We don't say, let me get some rest. Or if we do, we say, Lord, let me get some sleep and rest. But we are kind of caught up in a place where we have a restless night because of the way we're going to sleep. When you go to sleep, are you going to sleep after you pray, while you're praying, or do you even bother to pray? So when you go to sleep, are you going to sleep asking God for to minister to you or send his angels to minister to you in your sleep, or you just something made you mad or somebody made you mad and you're going to sleep with an attitude? When you go to sleep like that, that's like sin lying at the door. You can't sleep because whatever was bothering you is still bothering you, and it's bothering you while you think you're sleeping, because while you're sleeping, that thing is manifesting in your spirit. So you wake up just as angry as you was when you went to bed. So let me just show you some things that I had wrote down about why you should never worry about going to sleep, because your enemy is always there. Well, let me read something to you first, okay? I'm going to turn to it. You can turn to it with me. We're going to read John 10 and 10. Let's start with that, okay? John 10 and 10 say, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the thief comes for, to kill your resting time. Mm-hmm. That's what he comes for. He comes to kill your resting time, destroy your peace of mind, and steal your joy. Now, if you want to turn around and talk about it like I read it, the thief cometh not but for to steal. Steal your resting time. Steal your peace of joy. Steal the time you could be communicating with God. He comes to kill. Kill the time that you would take out to communicate with God and speak with God and minister, allow God to minister to yourself, and you talk with God. That's why he come to kill that. He come to destroy the chance that you had to go to the bed with a peace of mind, with a joy in your spirit and a joy in your heart. And he comes to just destroy just any chance you had with a allowing God to come and minister to you because you went to bed angry because you were saying other things. So you would end up saying other things in your sleep. Mm-hmm. What you say, Margot? Our Lord is always there, always listening, always forgiving. Yes, he is. But a lot of times are we forgiving ourselves because we're allowing ourselves to go to bed angry with situations. We know God is listening. We know God is forgiving. We know he's always there. But sometimes we let things get us so angry and upset that we don't allow God to operate in us like he should. I'm speaking from my experience, okay? Now, when you finish reading it, and the reason I read that is because the second part of it say, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So if I don't allow myself to go to sleep or go to rest angry, I won't give that time to the enemy of my soul. Now, I found out a lot of times if I go to sleep a little mad, a little upset because of what somebody said or somebody did, you know, I had to walk around and say, okay, who would I allow to be the Judas in my life? You know, did I allow somebody to just think they was doing God a favor? Did I allow somebody to just come in my ear and say something instead of stopping them and say, I don't want to hear that. We're not going to go there. You know, did I want to sit down and hear that gossip or was my ears itching to hear that? Did I want to allow to hear somebody try to speak evilness over my life or a family member or a so-called friend? Did I want to join in? You know, sometimes we have to remember the enemy, sometimes he try to be subtle and he try to pull you in. You know how you go fishing, you throw the rod out, the hook to catch the fish, you throw it out and you try to reel it back in to see if you caught something. So when you caught, sometimes you, if you're not careful and prayed up, you can get caught up. That's just me. That's just me talking about the things I experienced over these 60 years. You know, I ran into people that tried to misuse me, tried to talk about me to somebody else, or even tried to talk about me in a way they thought they was, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help you. No, they weren't trying to help you. They was trying to criticize or put you down, make fun of you, whatever. But then if you caught it, instead of saying, well, you know what, that's your right to see that, but that's not how I really am, but if that's how they see me, I need to pray and work on me changing that. So that's me again leaving room for the enemy to operate in me. Well, I'm going to set you straight and tell you how I feel. Like, for example, this weekend passed and we was at an event and something had happened. And I thank God for the growth in me because I looked at a family member and I said, today I'm going to be nice and I'm not going to embarrass you and really myself. But see, that comes from me praying and asking God to really deal with my heart and to deal with me. Now, if I haven't been in a new place and had desire to go in a new place, the old me wouldn't have cared. Would have just went from 0 to 60 in a blink of an eye because that was the way I was. But I thank God for humbling me and teaching me how to not be quick to react. Teach me how to pray and say, before I say what I want to say, I say, God, get me. Tame my tongue. Tame me right now because I'm about to stir up and act up. And this ain't the place or the time because you won't get the glory. I've been embarrassed too, myself, my family, and the body of Christ. So I thank God for that. I have people that's close to me that I feel that we should have been, you know how they say competing. That's not the word, but I'm going to use the word that I know you could understand. When you have people in your family that's supposed to be your loved one, or you have somebody supposed to be like a god sister, a god brother, but they're supposed to be close to you, even a spouse, they compete with you. They compete with you for your attention. They compete with you for whatever reason. They compete to show they can do better than you or do whatever the reason. I have people that have tried to block me. I'm not talking about strangers. Because most times strangers can't get to you because you quit to just blow them off. I'm talking about people that's supposed to have your back, or you think they got your back, or they say they have your back. I've even found out that those that have been close to me, that I thought was close to me, they had a spirit of jealousy towards me, but when it comes to someone else, they would go above and beyond, and the call of duty, they would just reach up and reach out for that person. But when it came to me, it was like, you know how people are always trying to, you know, I said, don't count my money. People are always trying to count your money. Don't count my money. Just because you see me, just say standing there with $20 in my hand, $19.50 may already be counted for. Don't count my money. So I said that to say, sometimes people are jealous of you, blocking you and competing with you because they think you have so much. But the word, what the much say? Much is given. Much is required. So I was talking with a young lady today that's a dear friend of mine, and we were talking about how I'm blessed to say God, I'm living to see God's word come true in me, because I'm saying, God, your word say you would make me the lender and not the borrower. Instead of saying somebody always coming to you begging or needing, I'm learning how to say, help me, Lord, that I can take my mouth off somebody, because I'm saying right now, help me, Lord, to take my mouth off somebody, because I thank you for making me the lender and not the borrower. I was once the borrower, but I'm saying, God, I thank you that you're showing me how you bless me so that you're making me the lender and not the borrower. If you can't see the blessings in your life, you need to go back and reexamine yourself. I'm saying, God, thank you for making me the lender and not the borrower. That when the enemy tried to get in my ear and say this and say that, I say, God, I thank you for making me the lender and not the borrower. Because I was once the borrower. But it's now, I thank you for making me the lender. You know, a lot of times you look at it when you're lending money. Sometimes it ain't about the money. You know, they used to say my mom, she may not have $5 or $10 to give, but she'll give you some chicken. But I want to know how many of them turned the chicken dinner down that I saw. I can tell you, none of them. They didn't turn down the chicken. They didn't turn down the biscuits, the salmon croquettes, the rice, the pound cakes, the cornbread, the dinner, the rolls. They didn't turn them down. They laughed, but they knew where to come get a meal at. Sometimes being a lender means I gave you an outfit that I no longer could fit, or God just told me I make it still fit, to say give it away. Knowing I still like that outfit, knowing I won't find another. But a lot of times when God have you give away something, he gives you back more than you gave. God's teaching me how he's making me the lender and not the borrower. So I'm learning how not to let my enemy speak too much to me, the enemy of my soul. Mm-hmm. When I started understanding the blessings, me sleeping with my blessings, that I started thanking God for the people in my life. And the people in my life, they speak those things as though it were into my life, over my life, about my life. they always let me be me. See, a lot of times you can't be yourself around other people, and I learned this from the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, that you can't be yourself around certain people because being yourself would kill somebody else, their spirit, their perception, because a lot of times people don't want to see you as human or see you as a person. You know, people try to put you up here when I'm saying, no, I'm right here with you. I'm right here. You know how we say I'm right here with you. So don't put me on a pedestal so that if you see me with some tissue on my shoe, you won't say, oh, my God, she got tissue on her shoe. Somebody need to tell her. No, you didn't tell me. But you can't let everybody see you. But I thank God for those that can see me and instead of saying something or putting me down or going around talking about me, they pray for me and pray with me. I thank God for sleeping with my blessing, you know. I don't mean sleeping with a person. I'm talking just the thought of when I talk to that person or leave that person, I know when that person say, I'm praying for you. God bless you. I know they mean it. I thank God for giving me the blessings of dear friends and loved ones that when they say something, they mean it. God told me that he would give me the desires of my heart. It was a time that I would go to bed crying. And see, I'm reminiscing today about what God has done for me from in my 50s on back. And I was saying, God, at this age, I don't even remember how, but I became homeless. And I remember crying and saying, God, if you trust me, you know you can trust me, God. I said, God, give me a house. Give me my own. I don't want to be paying rent. I want to pay mortgage where I can, that kind of rent, I know it'll belong to me. It's going to come to me. I started praying and I started going to sleep praying about my blessings, talking to God about my blessings. I started saying, Lord, I believe you know you can trust me. I want to have my own. I want to get my own. And I remember moving into my own that I moved in. I had nothing but a bed. And God started letting me bring in some of my stuff over from my old apartment he gave me this home. And some of the stuff he said, no, leave it or throw it away. Because I had to make room for new stuff. And now I have so much stuff. I need to start giving stuff away again. You know, being the lender, being the giver. Mm-hmm. I started telling God, you know, what I want. I started telling people what the Lord says. I started telling people that if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. That I started telling people how I was letting God lead and guide me and how I was letting God direct my way. You know, a lot of times people want to look at, oh, you bragging. No, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on him. See, there's a difference. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on him. I'm bragging on my God. Because I told you I started saying to God, let me decrease that you may increase. God, bridle my tongue. God, move me out the way. You know, so a lot of times we could say decrease so you could increase. But we don't mean that, but we need to add the part to God, why are you teaching me how to decrease so you can increase? God, move me out the way. So I started doing that. I started praying with those that I know can get a prayer through. I started praying with those that I know was praying for real, for me, with me, and praying for others. Praying for God to have his way over other people's lives. Praying for God to do what God does, not what we wanted him to do, not what we thought he would do, but we just started praying, saying, God, I hear you. God, teach me how to let you do what only you could do. God, teach me how to allow, just allow you to be God in my life. Margo says, what is the enemy using for bait? Yeah. He uses our mind. He uses our thoughts. He uses our words. He uses them more against us than anything. Yes, the borrower is subject to the lender. Yes. And I'm saying all that to say, when you get with someone that prays for you, and, you know, I'm making this about me so much today because, see, I'm sure you are. I'm thanking God for what he has done for me because in this time, he's changed me. So I know some people that have lived to this age or longer, they haven't changed. And I'm just showing you out of some things that have not changed yet, haven't manifested yet, what God has done for me. God is teaching me how to pray for others, for their needs, their wants, their healing. God is teaching me how to see people the way, I'm asking him to teach me how to see them the way he sees them. But he's teaching me how to see people more than the smile on their face. You know, sometimes you can see a person smiling and they're smiling to keep from crying. I know, I experienced that. Sometimes you smile to keep from crying. You have people that every time you see them and ask them or talk to them and say, how you doing? They say, oh, I'm blessed, I'm okay. They won't tell you nothing's wrong with them for nothing in the world because they're trusting God. I spoke with my prayer partner tonight, and she said that she's just waiting on God because all she can hear is heal, 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 heal. All she can hear is that the things that she has put up before God, she just hears it echo in the air, in space, in the world, in the atmosphere. She just hear what Prophet Antoine ministered a while back that says that when God speaks something, it echoes throughout the universe. She's just speaking on God saying, heal, 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 heal. And I'm saying that to say that a lot of times we don't realize that when we speak to God, when we pray to God, and we pray with someone that can get a prayer through, if you one or two touch and agree, I make sure I get with someone that's touching and agreeing, and I'm touching and agreeing with them, and we're just going from one level to the next level. I've asked God to prepare me for the next level that he's taking me to. And a lot of times we forget to touch and agree with someone else that we know is believing God for us. You know, because I wrote down somebody that will pray with you, somebody that's going to pray for you, someone that's going to pray you out, someone that's going to pray you into a situation. What I mean by that, they may see something in you that God already told you, but you thinking you stuck because you're saying, well, God, I don't want to be, you know, how do you say, I don't want to be like I'm so special. You know, people say conceited, but they'll start praying you into a place to let you know you did hear God. They'll start encouraging you. That's what I'm saying to God. God, I thank you for tying me up into a ministry and tie me up into people that are serious enough that when they say, I'm praying for you, I believe them. When they say, I'll pray with you, I believe them. When they say, I'm praying you out of a place that you're stuck in, I believe them. When they say, I'm praying this into your life, I believe them. When they start encouraging me and saying, what thus said the Lord, I believe them. You have to know, when God is putting you in a place and God starts connecting you with people and God starts pulling you out of places and putting you into new places, that you have to know God is trying to show you something. His word said there's a time, there's a season for everything. You have to know when your season is up over here. You got to know when your winter, summer, spring, and your fall. I'm in my fall season where I'm falling away from certain things and falling away from certain people. Because, see, after the fall, God brings my spring where he's going to spring me into a new thing. I'm just trying to share with you all, in this time right now, I'm going into another dimension because I'm entering into another decade. God is going to spring some stuff up in me. So I have to know where my blessings is. I need to know who I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping with my blessings. I'm sleeping with God on my mind and my mind on God. Yes, that's where I'm at. That's who I'm sleeping with. That's who I'm calling on day and night. Today when I got up to celebrate my birthday, I got up and normally I would get up and, oh, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go there and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But you know what? Today I got up and I did my daily, cosmetics. Most of the time I don't do nothing but braid my hair, either comb it in a ponytail. But I said I'm going to comb it down. I'm going to put some clothes on. I'm going to get dressed because today I spent it with God, thanking him, praising him, giving him the glory. I wasn't trying to rush out and be with nobody. Don't get me wrong. People call, God daughter call, Ma, what you doing, what you want to do? And I just said nothing. People hit me up on Facebook, where the party at? And I said at church. Because, see, thank you, Missionary Tony Montgomery. Thank you for saying happy birthday. I just want you all to know that I'm in a place where I'm saying, God, when they said no, you said yes. I'm in a place where I'm saying, God, you said my latter years be better than my first. I'm in a place where I'm saying, God, I'm yours, Lord. All that I am. All that I'm not, all that I have, all that I don't have, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. I'm yours, Lord. Use me in any kind of way you can. I'm yours, Lord. Use me in any kind of way you will. I'm yours, Lord. God, the person I used to be, I don't want to be no more. I had made plans to go somewhere today. But as I began to get dressed, I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, nah, you're not going to do that. Because if you do that, it may embarrass God. I love the word of God. I love being saved. I love being sanctified. I love being used by God. I love the growth in God. I love the direction that God has taken my life into. I love the place that God has brought me out of. Because, see, that's when you can go to that song that say, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. See, when I look back, and I said, God, I know you had me. Because, see, that right there, that could have caused me to be dead. I know you had me. Because that right there could have caused me to lose my mind. I know you had me. Because that right there could have caused me to have all type of stuff going on with me. Because I was operating under the enemy of my soul. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just have to give God the praise on tonight. I have to make this personal because, see, if you don't know about me, I do. If you don't know about me, God do. If you think you know about me, that's on you. But I'm worried about what God said. When I think about how I talk with God, that when I came to God, God took me with all my luggage. God took me with all my stuff. He took me with all my do's, my don'ts. He took me with all my wills, my wants. He took me with everything I had and didn't have, and God said, I will make you and mold you if you let me. And I said, yes, Lord. Ever since the day I said yes, Lord, it's like a hook been in my heart that if I tried to turn around, I couldn't. If I tried to look back, I couldn't. You know, I'm going to share something with you all, and I hope you get it for what it's for. This, I'm saying. I remember one time crying because something I couldn't have or something I couldn't get. And that really bothered me. But have you ever cried because you're thanking God for something he didn't give you? I know a lot of y'all have been in that situation where you say, when I look back and I say, God, I thank you because you didn't let me have it. I'm thanking God because he didn't even let me go back to it. Oh, God, you are so good. All I can say is, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. I'm yours, Lord. All that I have, all that I got, I'm yours, Lord. Y'all, see, you don't know what it's like for somebody to tell you you're going to die and there's nothing they can do for you. They tell your family to take you home so you can die. I don't know if you know what that feels like, but I do. And I said, God, I don't think you brought me this far to leave me now. I don't think you brought me this far to keep your word. I don't think you brought me this far to say, mm-mm. God, I don't think you brought me this far to give up on me now. I don't think y'all know what it feels like for a family member to come from out of town, not 50 miles away, but several hundred miles, to come from one coast to the Midwest to pick you up and say, come on. They live in the next state, but they came from someplace else to say, come with me, I'm going to take care of you. I don't know what you like, if you know what it's like for somebody to love you like that, to say, I'm going to see you through. I'm going to help you get to where you need to get. I don't know if you know what it's like for somebody to lay and pray for you and don't give up on you because they love you that much. I don't know if you know what that's like, but I do. And when I realized that God loved me that much, and I was praying for myself, and I heard God said, give me a chance to show you. When I said to the person that was taking care of me, which was my sister, my younger sister, I said to her, I'm finna go home. God told me I'm gonna be all right. Now, mind you, I was still in a place where I could have fell back and said, you know, that record said, I leaned on my mom and she said it was too much, or however it goes, but God told me to lean on him. When I began to say to her, God is going to take me from here. God has me. All I got to do is stay in his presence. Even if I can't dot every I, cross every T right now, I just have to stay in God's presence and trust him. When I began to start trusting God and stand in his presence and letting him have his way in my life and trusting him, I'm going to tell you something. This is during the time around when I had became homeless. I could have stayed there and said, I need you, but I needed to trust God. I needed to let God bring me out. I needed to let God show me that when he told me my latter days would be greater than my first, I needed to see that. I needed to step out and trust God. And I did. And I'm still trusting God. when I look at where God has brought me from my frame of mind to my heart set to the way I talk about things, when I look back, yes, I lost some friends along the way. Whether God has took them away or God had me to walk away. But it was worth it because one thing I do know, God is true to his word. God will not take something from you that he don't need to take from you. Because God said he won't let no other God be before you. He'll take that candlestick away. Thank you, Margo. Tonya, yes, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I could be completely yours. When I had to step out on faith, when I had to step out on God's word, when I had to step out and say, God, I don't care what people say no more, because I had to realize people was talking about me, whether I knew it or not, they was talking about me either way. It didn't matter. Because, see, one thing I had to learn, I got it right here, Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though a camp, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I had to say, I am confident in the Lord. I am confident that God is going to build me up. I am confident that God is going to take me and do only what he can do for me and with me. Verse 4 say, one thing I desire of the Lord that I will seek after, and I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Making it to this age, I'm singing praises unto the Lord more now than ever before, because they told me I wouldn't make it. They told me I wouldn't be here. They told me so much, and I would listen to them, but I said, what did God say? What did God say? Yes, I give you all my testimony on a regular basis, because, see, I remember a song they used to sing that I used to love. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. I love that song. And I'm living that day by day, saying, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. I just wanted to share with you all on tonight what God has done for me. I just wanted to praise God, give him praise, give him honor, give him recognition. I wanted him to know that when I go to sleep, I want to go to sleep with my blessing. And the Lord is the blessing of my life, my soul, and my everything. I want to go to bed loving the Lord all day, all night. So I hope you all enjoyed with me, sharing with me on tonight. I thank you all for your comments on Facebook. Evangelist Sonia says, if I listened to the doctors, I would not be walking. That's what I'm talking about. When the doctors or anybody tells you something, your comment should be, what did God say? Whatever you say, but what did God say? So I'm going to ask Blog Talk if the lines are open for Blog Talk. If anybody on Blog Talk would have something to say on tonight, to speak now. Margo, God has the final say. The lines are open if you have anything to say on Blog Talk. Okay. I normally have a list with me for telling you who all we support. We support Missionary Linda Handy, Evangelist Lasagna, Michelle Allen, which you could contact on her page. Her name is capital L-A, capital S-O, space, capital M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name Allen, capital A-L-L-E-N. You can support her. She has a prayer. You go to her page. You can get her information. I don't have my paper with me tonight. We also support Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright. We support these ministers. We also support our very own Minister Margo McCord, which will be our speaker this Monday. So if you all are doing anything, please tune in this Monday to Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry, 8 p.m. Minister Margo McCord will be our speaker on Monday night. We also will be having Sunday morning, this Sunday, our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser will be on at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Let's Talk program. They will be on, so please support the ministry with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. We will be back here next Friday, which will be the fourth Friday, with our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our prophet, Antoine Thomas, will be our speaker. So I just want you all to know that this ministry is blessed. This ministry is appointed and anointed by God. We also have a youth minister named Minister Lauren Seabury. He ministers on the fifth Monday of every month. Now, lest God say otherwise, to let him go on another Monday or service. But I just want you all to know God is able. Whatever your age is, God is able. I thank God for tonight. Like I said, I could have did anything today, but I wanted to make sure nothing got in the way of this Friday night that I could be caught up with time getting away, because you know how they say time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing, you just get caught up. And I didn't want to get caught up because I wanted to make sure today was a day to reminisce and tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to be doing. Thank you for where you brought me from, God. Thank you for how you brought me out. Thank you for the prayer warriors you put around me. Thank you for the prayer warriors you put over me. Thank you for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, who has been there for me. Thank you for her opening up her door and her arms and her heart when I needed her the most. God, I thank you, not just her being my prayer partner, but God, her being my blood sister. God, I thank you that you thought so much of me. You not only appointed it, but you anointed it and you made it to happen. I thank God for her. I thank God for, because she's not just my sister that prays for me, but growing up, we were very, very close. I got in trouble always trying to protect her. And she would always ask me, let me do it myself, and I would say, nope, you can't. I did not allow nobody to touch my younger sister because I knew my assignment from God was to protect her. And I thank God for her being here in my life right now, that I know that God said my life, her life, Minister Sheila's life, Minister Margot, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Brandon, Minister Lawrence, Seabury, Minister Choice Servant Thomas, Pastor, and Dr. Wright, all of us that is appointed to this ministry, I know God has a plan for us. Evangelist Lasagna, keep doing what God told you to do. God has a plan for you. Evangelist Missionary Tony Montgomery, keep doing what God told you to do. God has put on my heart. Margot has shared with me. I will be calling you Minister Montgomery, Evangelist Montgomery, Missionary Montgomery. I will be calling you to talk to you in the future about some things. I thank God for the people he has put in my life. I truly thank God for that because I have no excuse. And I'm sure most of you all that's looking at this live now or listen to it on Blog Talk or look at it in archives, you have no excuse. God has surrounded true men and women of God around you. Please stop holding on and hanging on to the ones that's playing with it. But get with the ones that's praying with it for real. Ask God to send you a true prayer warrior, evangelist, a bishop, a teacher, a pastor, a preacher, apostle, whoever, whatever he needs, a prayer partner. Ask God for a true prayer partner that can pray you through some stuff. Because what's coming on us right now in this world is going to be some stuff that only God, I didn't say a God, I said that only God, the one and only God, can get you through, pull you through, and keep you in. You better know that you know that you know God is God. Don't play with this thing. Pray. Pray and then pray some more. Trust God with it all. Trust God for real. Trust God permanently. Because I'm telling y'all, God is going to show himself as a strong hand. He's going to show. God's going to show you. And I'm telling you, get on the side of God before it's too late. Get on the side of God before it's too late. When you go to sleep tonight, go to sleep with, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. We just want to say, bless everybody that listen, God. Give them ears to hear and a heart to receive what was said on tonight to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, good night, everybody. Good night, Blog Talk.